Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all...
I'm going to Sport Clips today. Not that anybody cares. Hello, 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 hello. Can you believe I had somebody upset that I played Hillary Clinton's voice the other day?
Because while Warren is standing up for a fairer tax code, Trump wants to cut taxes for super rich.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One minute. And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. It is Wednesday, and Robert Mott checks in with us on Wine Wednesday. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 90. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. It is one of those double dip celebration days. I always enjoy the double celebrations. You get to two, it's called a twofer, to the price of one today. One of both of them can be considered rather enjoyable. One of them today is National Lazy Day. I think I'm just going to lay this one out, catch up a little hammock time. And it is also National S'mores Day. You got to enjoy those s'mores. You can't go wrong with a good s'mores. A lot of people enjoy those. Campfire hanging out there at the beach last night, enjoying, well, they didn't have any s'mores, but we did have a lot of fun out there. Good stuff going on. Although in the markets, taking a look there, the Dow Jones down just ever so slightly this morning, down 32.97. Oil dropping 83 cents a barrel. There's another big addition to the stockpiles of oil. So we're seeing that right there. Very interesting watching what some of the folks out there are looking at in the marketplace. I don't know if you heard this just recently. I think it was earlier this week, Donald Trump was on one of the shows saying that he would not be investing in the stock market. There is a bubble there. I've shared that many times. I've had a lot of people laugh at me over that issue. I get a lot of people laugh at me just in general. But I have had a lot of people laugh at me over that issue, talk about there being – that there is a bubble in the stock market. And why would I say there's a bubble in the stock market? Well, it's pretty simple when you look in there and see why is the market going up so much. Well, the answer to that is very, very simple. Under the current administration, both the executive under President Obama and under the Federal Reserve, both under Chairmen Bernanke and Yellen, both of them, we've seen a lot of money going to the rich. Now, it goes all to Wall Street, and you can talk about whatever you want and policy and anything along those lines, but where does the money go to? The money that's been put into the economy, we know, we can tell, we've got the lowest labor participation rate, or almost the lowest labor participation rate in decades. People are not working. That comes out of the government's Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers. It's not Ron Siegel Radio numbers. So people are not working, yet the stock market is going up. How does that happen? How can the stock market continue to go up? Well, it's very, very simple. We've added $9 trillion, close to $10 trillion to our national debt during the Obama years. Where does that money go? Is it going to you? I know it certainly hasn't been going to me. So if it's not going to Main Street, where is it going to? Well, yes, it is going to Wall Street. Wall Street is where we're seeing all of those funds go, and the rich get richer. Now, what's that going to mean to most people? Where's that going to head? Where's that going to go? How do we decipher what the issues are there? Well, it's going to be very, very simple. The money is there. When the money starts going back, we start paying back that money. When the Federal Reserve starts raising interest rates and reducing the size of their balance sheet, and that's where so much of this money is going to, is the Federal Reserve balance sheet growing, money to Wall Street. The national debt growing, money to Wall Street. The rich get richer. When that starts reversing and interest rates go up, the Fed reduces its balance sheet, where's that money going to come from? Yeah, right where it went to. Well, actually, they'll try and steal it from you and me, but the real idea there is the stock market is they're going to be their method of getting that money out from you and I, and that's why when rates start going up, unless we see some real great productivity, we will see the stock market fall. When will that happen? I don't know. But interesting, a CNBC host, I've watched him for many, many years, Mark Faber, he's been coming out basically saying that, yeah, the stock, the S&P could soar to 2,300, but he's also saying on the flip side that we may see a big correction in the market. And he's been very, very analytical. He's had a great reputation on CNBC for many, many years. And he's basically saying printing money is a recipe for carnage that could result in 5 years of capital gains being coughed up by the market. Yeah, interesting. And we've talked about that before. How do you protect yourself? Well, there's a lot of different methods there. But, you know, one of the things, obviously, and I know that we'll find some folks that don't like the idea, there is a big, big program or plan in place. Donald Trump came out with an economic plan, and no one wants to talk about his economic plan. Similarly, no one wants to talk about Hillary's.
We're not going there, my friends. I'm telling you right now, We're going to write fairer rules for the middle class, and we are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
Yeah, so we know what Hillary's plan is. Trump's plan, yeah, that's his plan has come out. One of the economists I heard just the other day said that the Trump plan, which is very similar to what was already done by President Reagan and also President Kennedy, could increase because of putting money back into the folks that are creating jobs, bringing money back into the country. We could see a 5% growth, which haven't been above 1 or 2 in the entire term of President Obama, but that could bring trillions of dollars of economic prosperity, bringing down our national debt, getting more people jobs. Yet, all we hear from the other side is the rich get richer. Well, if you create any kind of a tax savings plan to spur the economy, doesn't it, by definition, doesn't that money have to go to the rich? Being that the rich are paying 70% of the taxes in our country, you can't get the money back to those who are not working and those who are not paying taxes. So the idea is, yeah, give money back to the rich, let them go to work, get rid of the federal regulation, let them create more jobs and bring everybody back up to where we haven't been under the current administration for the last 7 years. Just think about that. But all that we hear from the liberal media right now is that Donald Trump was calling for those people who support the Second Amendment to get out and vote. Oh, wait a second. No, he would see that the liberal media doesn't want to understand that it was get out and vote. They're thinking that he had some other ulterior motives of his commentary. Well, maybe that has to do with just where their thought process is. Maybe that's all they think about. Obviously, we already saw that Hillary Clinton rejected an offer to supply documents to the Federal Order of Police Officers. Didn't want their support. I wonder why. And then we see that the Orlando shooter's father is sitting right behind her at her rally yesterday, or the day before yesterday. And she won't admit or even answer a reporter's question as to why he's there. Do you think it's by accident that somebody gets into one of these rallies and sits exactly behind the candidate in the line of view of the cameras? Do you think that's by accident? Well, if it is, maybe they ought to have a little bit better screening there. Maybe they should take a look at what they're doing. Maybe their competence isn't quite where it should be. Just a thought process right there. You might want to look into that for yourself. Just saying it's an interesting concept is how something like that can happen but not get reported. And yet the media, the liberal media right now, all they want to talk about is Donald Trump's idea to have the Second Amendment folks go out and vote. Amazing. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, Wine Wednesday with Robert Mott, real estate values compared to pre-2008 peak. Surprise, paying a mortgage is cheaper than renting in 42 states. And 6 things you need to know about required minimum distributions, question and answer with Ron. All that and more, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. They are the solution for you. Right now, great time to look into restructuring a home loan. FHA streamlines, veterans, interest rate reduction loans. All very, very simple. No lending fees at Gold Star Mortgage. They are ready to help. All you need to do is give me a call. I'll put you in touch with them. Surprise, paying a mortgage is cheaper than renting in 42 states. A new report coming out. Just saw this on Investors Business Daily. Many people believe that renting is less expensive than owning a home, but it turns out it's actually cheaper to pay a monthly mortgage than rent in 42 states. Renting is a better bargain financially in just 8 states, plus the District of Columbia, according to personal finance website, gobankingrates.com. You can get you a list of those. One reason home ownership is competitive is because mortgage rates are still historically low. And if you recall, we did talk about that. 3.43% is the Freddie Mac mortgage market survey rate as of the 4th of August. 3.43% on a 30-year fixed rate loan, according to the Freddie Mac 30-year mortgage market survey. That is the Mortgage Minute, again brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. Red, red wine means it is time for our Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert. I am doing wonderful. It's a beautiful Wednesday right here in California. And got talking about one of my favorite subjects beyond money, wine. So let's chat a little bit. You know, I love going out to a good restaurant. The bride and I go wherever we can, whenever we can. And, you know, you get a nice bottle of wine. Two topics I want to talk about when we're coming here. First off, let's chat about a little bit about the etiquette, what you should do when it comes to bringing your own bottle to a restaurant. Call first, don't call, bring your own wine opener. Give me an idea. Exactly. I've seen it. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And you know, I know something, Robert. The funniest part about that, or equally as funny, is you may not worry, it may not be as meaningful to you that the waiter, the somm, the maitre d' is laughing at you. But I can certainly tell you, because I'm not a waiter, I'm not a somm, and I'm not, you know, I've seen it on the counter, and we're laughing at that person. We actually knew who it was, and we've told the story over and over again. So that could, now two issues that I think that I want to throw in there. Number one, if you are bringing in your own bottle and you are paying the corkage, you know, be a little more liberal on the gratuity. You know, the servers, they're there to make a living too. The other issue that I would share is when you join some of these great wine clubs, a lot of the people, and I know that you do this, Robert, is you find some of the smaller production labels, and more often than not, number one, they're blind, so nobody knows the value. And the other thing is, it's there's less of a likelihood that it's on the restaurant's wine list. Amazing. And again, remember, liberal gratuities. So we got two issues again there. You know, certainly a lot of times you're going to, if you're like me, I like going to the same places over and over again. So sharing some of the wine with your favorite waiter, waitress, bartender sounds like a great deal to me. But now flip it a little bit, Robert, and we don't have a lot of time, but I want to flip just a little bit. When's it appropriate to send a bottle back if I bought it from the restaurant? Great information, as always, from Robert Mott. We appreciate you every Wednesday, Robert Mott. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, real estate values today compared to the pre-2008 peak and things you need to know about required minimum distributions if you are at that magic age of 70 and a half. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990 or RonSiegelRadio.com. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PEAR79564. One of the professionals will reach out to you, talk to you about the equity value of your home. So the real estate values today compared to pre-2008 peak, we do hear quite frequently people talking about, are we in another bubble? Where are values? What's going on? We posted this data right there on our whole map, right on Ron Siegel Radio on the Facebook page. So you can see the whole article that we're sharing here. The housing market, a lot of people talking about the values, where they are, where they're headed. So we got to look back and see how home prices compare to values prior to the housing crisis. And every quarter, Freddie Mac releases their house price index. And the index usually provides monthly home values for the nation as a whole, each of the 50 states and 367 metropolitan statistical areas. So this quarter's report also included a look at today's home values as compared to pre-2008 values. And California, we're still showing as a whole a negative 6% for California as a whole. Depending upon where you are, it's obviously going to be unique to your situation. Arizona down 18%, Nevada down 26%. We're looking at Oregon and Washington, both above the values of the pre-2008 numbers. So just a little bit of guidance there to give, you know, you can somewhat look and say, okay, if we look at the where we are as compared to where we've been, kind of give you an idea of what some predictable values. That's the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text PAR to 79564. So if I'd spend a little bit of time today, get a lot of questions coming in to a combination. We get the tweets coming in at Ron Siegel. We also see periodically or frequently, I should say periodically, I get calls and I get emails with different questions. And I thought I'd spend a little bit of time on some of these items. Can I do an FHA streamline loan on an investment property? Well, the answer to that in many instances, even though it's, if it's got an FHA loan on it, you can do a streamline. What is a streamline FHA loan? And what is the VA IRL, is what it's called sometimes, Interest Rate Reduction Loan, IRRL. Those are a couple of different products, and I thought I'd share with you a little bit about those because they are common products in the marketplace, especially when we've been seeing interest the where it is right now. So let's talk about both of those. The FHA product is a product geared for those people that took out an FHA loan at least 6 months ago. Basically, it's 210 days having made six mortgage payments is some of the technicalities of it. Many, many instances, you're doing that with no appraisal and no credit scoring. Now, they are going to pull a credit report on your file, because they need to make sure that you've still got the that you haven't gone crazy on expenses and on liabilities. So they're going to pull the credit report to see that, but they're not using on the non-credit, non-appraisal product. They're not going to be using that for the purposes of your FHA streamlined loan. So when we take it the next step and look and say, okay, how is the pricing? One of the things that's nice about this product also is FHA does mandate, so to protect the consumer, that you've got to have at least a 5% benefit. They call it a net tangible benefit to the consumer. So if you don't get 5% benefit by doing it, FHA will not allow the program. Now, I'm looking right now at our friends over at Gold Star Mortgage, and they're doing the FHA streamline. Looks to me like 3.25% APR rate and APR. So basically it's a no-cost loan, 3.25%. Are there better programs? Yes. There are some that you can do that's a little bit better. So give us a call, 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with the folks over there on that FHA streamline. The VA has a very, very similar product. VA has something called an interest rate reduction loan. It's called an IRRL for short, I-R-R-L. And they, too, will look at it. They want to make sure that you're going to qualify, but it's very, very inexpensive. They don't have I don't think there's no waiting period on that VA loan, from my knowledge. There may be investor overlays. So what are investor overlays? I guess I should talk about that a little bit. Investor overlays are basically the institutions. So this, in this case, it could be VA, it could be Jenny Mae, it could be Freddie Mac, it can be Fannie Mae. They all have a set of guidelines. Those are basically just the bare minimum of what they will work with. Investor overlays are now what the investor actually says. Okay, I understand what the institution, what they call it, the government-sponsored entity has to say and what their guidelines are, but we're going to be a little bit stricter than what they are, and they have what's called an overlay. So maybe FHA doesn't have a minimum credit score. I'm just using this as an example. It's not completely accurate. But say they didn't have a minimum credit score. Well, an overlay could be that, well, we're going to require a 640 FICO score. So that's what that's an overlay. They have to adhere to the minimums, but they can be more strict. Overlays are nothing more than the institution being just a little bit stricter than what the government-sponsored entity is. So if you've got the FHA loan, that you've had it over, you've made 6 payments, had it over 210 days, you might want to be looking to see, do you qualify for a streamline, and do you, one of the biggest qualifications there, again, 5% net tangible benefit to the consumer. And again, if it doesn't cost you anything, can you give me a good logical reason why you wouldn't do it? Right? I mean, absolutely no cost. And so just a thought process right there. It's your family, and whatever your savings are, multiply those savings times 360, because that's the life of the loan. So if you're saving $100 a month and you've got, say, 354 months left, because remember, you had to 6 payments, you're saving over $35,000 over the life of the loan. Now, remember this, the VA loan, it's an animal all by itself, best loan on FHA loan. You want to be getting rid of the FHA loan as quickly as you can, because you're paying mortgage insurance. You may be beneficial to increase your interest rate to a non-FHA loan without that mortgage insurance premium, MIP they call it, as long as the dollars make sense for you. And again, just a free analysis. We'll take care of looking at that for you, then introduce you to the right people if it is in your best interest. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, things to know about required minimum distributions. That is for those who are age 7.5 or approaching that, or if you've got a grandma, grandpa, mom, dad that's in that ballpark, we'll talk about it. You can reach any time. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Don't forget, Jay Kaplan has two seminars coming up. Jay and I are going to be doing two different seminars. I think they're next week, both in Central Orange County. So if you want to get some great information about reverse mortgages for you, maybe for a parent, grandparent, aunt, uncle, just give me a call. I'll put you in touch with Jay. He's got these two seminars coming up. Should be a great amount of information right there. Stop by, say hello. Things to know about the required minimum distribution. Happens to everybody at age 70.5 when if you have a qualified retirement account, that would be an IRA or a 401k, SEP, all those different things. Always talk to your tax people. But you have something called an RMD, required minimum distribution. And it's basically meant to ensure the investor starts paying taxes on the money in the account. Yes, paying taxes. Law requires that after 70.5, an investor takes a portion each year based on the government's life expectancy tables, expected to live 20 more years. You'd have to withdraw 5% this year based on your account's value last December 31st, for example. And the withdrawals are taxed as ordinary income. That's why I suggest to you all the time, study these issues on a regular basis. Discuss them with your tax planner. The idea behind the 401k and the IRA is for the government to get more of your money. That's all it is. When you put money into the 401k, when you put money into the IRA, the idea is it's going to be worth more when you retire so the government can take 30% or 40% or whatever their share is at the time of a larger number. Pay the taxes now, and by definition, it should be a smaller number, then put that money into strategically planned accounts. A self-directed IRA, we've talked about those many times. There are different policies and programs that are going to grow tax-deferred, come out tax-advantaged, and maybe never get taxed. And again, we can share that information with you about what those programs are. Not too difficult to find them if you know what to ask for. So let's talk about some of the things you need to consider. Number one. The first withdrawal after turning 70.5 does not have a grace period. Basically, I'll just read this right to you from the ruling. The first withdrawal after turning 70.5 does not have to be taken until April 1st of the next year, not April 15th. Get it right. While subsequent RMDs, required mandatory distributions, must be done by December 31st of each year. So here's the... Basically, the way I understand it, I'm not the tax professional. I'll put you in touch with them. If you don't take it, they're still going to tax you anyway. So you gotta really look through it. Timing, though many investors, investing experts caution against trying to match purchases and sales with the market's ups and downs. required mandatory distributions force the issue. If you must sell part of a holding, it's better to sell when prices are high rather than low. Again, we've talked about this. You can use some of your tax savings by taking a RMD, paying down your reverse mortgage. That way you've got offsetting interest versus the ordinary income, and maybe save some money right there. Again, you have to understand the strategy of it. Handling multiple accounts. RMDs are particularly tricky for those with more than one IRA account, as the rules allow the withdrawals to be done in any fashion one wants, so long as the correct dollar amount is taken. If you've got accounts at multiple places and you're not paying for professional guidance, you are the professional guide. They can't help you if they don't know what you're doing and where you're doing. Again, look at when it makes sense. Maybe you want to take money in a year that you didn't do as well financially. Take the money out early as you can without the penalties. Pay the taxes on it at that time. Put it into a Roth IRA so it continues to grow and not have taxes on it. Again, if you qualify, and again, talk to your tax professional. Reinvesting, having to take some money out doesn't mean you spend it. If it's not needed, it can be reinvested in an ordinary programs, and some of them are taxable. There are, again, some that are tax advantaged. You got to talk to the professionals. Accounts with taxable contribution. Many investors make IRA and 401k contributions with after-tax money, receiving no tax deduction on contributions. Can be cheaper to make RMDs from these accounts, since money that was taxed before contributed is not taxed upon withdrawal. Again, I'm not trying to get you to be an expert in RMDs. I'm getting you to be an expert in questions. Talked about using a Roth. All of those are tools available if you want to make use of them. Again, that is the Word on Wealth segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. And again, don't forget there's a couple seminars coming up on reverse mortgages. Jay Kaplan, our in-house or a Ron Siegel Radio expert on reverse mortgages, will be sharing that information with you. More questions. Let's see what else we can find. HELOC resets. That's another question that comes up all the time. What is a home equity line of credit? HELOC resets. So if you bought a home, or if you took out a home equity line of credit, most of these, if not all of them, have a reset after 10 years. What that means is for the first 10 years, you're drawing against the home equity line of credit. In most instances, you make a payment that is based on a interest-only payment for that 10-year draw period. You can take money out of it. You can pay money against it back and forth. No big deal. Then you get to the reset. Generally, the line of credit locks at that reset period. And you start having, in most instances again, a 15-year amortizing repayment time. 15-year, that means you are going to get payment shock. You're going to see all of a sudden, if you're not watching for it, you're not being strategic, you're going to see that all of a sudden you went from a $300 payment every month, that's the interest-only portion, to maybe $700, $800, $900 a month. That's called a budget killer. How do you deal with that? Well, it's a pretty simple solution. One is you go back to the financial institution and you talk to them and say, hey, you know something, we're coming up on this reset period. Can we rewrite this for another loan? And in many instances, they will do that. Some instances, they will not do it. Some instances, it makes sense to take a look and see, especially right now, where the government has told us, not the government, the Federal Reserve has told us that it's their plan to increase interest rates. They want to increase interest rates. They are telling us interest rates are too low. They're trying to find when our economy tells them that it's safe for them to increase interest rates. They want to do it. They just haven't found a time that they believe is safe to do it. With that being said, take a look and see maybe right now. And I just looked at one for somebody the other day that had a 3.875% first mortgage, and they're able to keep that same interest rate, rewrite and restructure, and roll in their home equity line of credit into that same program and they're able to extend that period. So their payment, yes, it's going to go up a little bit. Again, the only reason it's going up a little bit, keeping the same interest rate, actually the payment on that one stayed the same because the amount of the higher interest rate on the home equity line of credit, bringing that down to the first mortgage rate, offset the fact that now they're going to be amortizing that payment. Remember that that's a big issue. The amortizing of that payment is where that issue comes in, because on the home equity line of credit, in most instances, it does not amortize during that first 10-year period. So again, not trying to make you an expert in the issue, just trying to share with you strategies. Mortgage insurance cancellation programs, what are they? Basically, it's nothing more than refinancing your loan. Or if it is private mortgage insurance, letting the insurance company, the mortgage insurance company, know, hey, I've got more than 20% equity, 22% equity in my property. I want to have that canceled. Now, at the same time, take a look and see if you can, if it makes sense to just cancel that or do a complete refinance to bring your interest rates down as well. A lot of opportunity in the marketplace right now if you're looking. Remember, opportunity comes around, but you have to be looking for it and take advantage of it. And we also ask you to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. Going to meet any of our sponsors, again, call me 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.